I guess you just have to accept things you can't change. But anyhow, he has just been, you can't believe how he's been. They were a devoted couple, really.
He lost?
He's just gone right about the business of, you know, right now at Christmas, there's an awful lot going on at the church.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, in fact, he called up the office the other day. They've always done all the preachers' tax work and everything, you know, just gratis because as the preacher, you know. Anyhow, he called up to ask Daddy about funeral expenses and, you know, the state and one thing or another, and he wanted to come and talk to him, but this was something immediate he had to know, and Daddy wasn't that, of course, on the jury. So Andy, I don't know what Andy told him. I'm sure Andy didn't know one anything, but anyhow, Andy made up something to sound good. Oh, Lordy, but Andy had his finals, and he's all, I think he's done real well, because he had a 98 average going into the exam. On one, I think a 92 on the other course, so. That stuff comes easy to him like it did to Jimmy.
I don't know
ones in the family.
Well,
I'm sure
like
that
was inherited.
It sure did come through my father and their father, not through this one, let me tell you. Yeah, I'm bad about
Well,
something.
Maybe it's the males
they
then.
Really
they pass on.
Well, Molly is an accountant, you know.
No.
She goes to Tech and she's working at the office right now and she loves it. She's doing real well in it.
They all seem just to have a knack for that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, Aunt Ada, Granddaddy's sister, should have been an accountant, but women couldn't be accountants back in those days, you know. And Grandma Respice is very good with it. She's just as keen with figures as anybody else. In fact, she would have made an excellent accountant.
That's amazing that there are so many of them in the family are.
Well, and then my father, of course, was an engineer, and he was figures. To
pretty good with
figures. I mean, Dad was just very quick with things like that. But here, his poor daughter. In fact, my brother's not any good at that sort of thing, but he's a banker. Well,
that's figures.
And apparently he seems to like, you know, doing, in other words, he's in the financial business now. But my sister and I, neither one. Like, well, she manages a store, so she must do something about it. But I never did think she had very much talent in that direction. She gets on with people, but I am the world's worst. I can't keep my checkbook straight, as little money as I have. In fact, I just plain forget to, you know, I think it's a Freudian situation, because I have a horror of checkbooks, because I've always had trouble keeping it straight. I never have quite enough money, so I'm always hoping, you know, that by just, you know, doing all this, that I'll have enough.
Yes, write a check for enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just, and yet, of course, I know
that. Work that way. That would be great.
Every time I check on myself,
nice?
I'm out of balance.
I can't keep a checkbook.
Well, I have a terrible time. Of course, me and the power company finally got straightened out, and so finally I got my corrected bill. And so doggone their hide if they didn't put on their past due. And here I've been fighting with him for that bill. The man and I have been, he's in charge of the bookkeeping department. He said, well, I will send you a corrected bill. So he puts on that past due. And I've been trying to get that thing straight. I have paid him faithfully every single time. But this time he said, well, I will get this corrected. And then he didn't call me back. And, you know, it's gone 2 or 3 weeks. Well, of course, it's time for another bill. So then they're going to send me a corrected bill and they send a past due. That just burned me up. I feel like saying, yes, I'll pay the cotton picking bill and you better not have it mixed up again. Because if I don't like the way they do the electricity,
too bad.
Am I gonna
you don't
take
get electricity. Had you thought of putting in LP?
Yes, I certainly had. A Delco system, that's what I've been thinking about. In fact, there have been times this year that I think it would have been a lot more satisfactory. We've had very poor service. We've had a whole lot of trouble. And of course, they blithely say, well, we're putting in underground lines as quickly as we can. Of course, you're
yes,
paying for
they
them.
Always have good stories to tell.
And I don't believe a word they say. Mm-mm. Besides the computers, not anything except a bunch of those idiots down there mixing up the computer, and the computer's already mixed up, so that just makes it terrible.
Standing out past due.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, me and that past due about to have it, though.